Hi.
Hi, Lauren. Nice to meet you. I'm John.
Robbie.
Mike. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so glad you guys can do this.
It was cool.
Okay, I just have some questions for you guys.
All right, you can ask us questions.
Okay, of all your albums, which one is your favorite?
Well, of course, the latest one.
Yes.
Our latest album, Dizzy Up the Girl, in stores now. Pick it up.
Yeah, it's completely nuts, and I had to get the tape because I could not wait to get home and listen to it on a CD player. I was like, so the first tape player that eats it is going down. Bands seem to have taken on like a whole new edge. What sparked this new image?
New image?
This new image. Mm. This hair. Cut off all your hair.
Well, I cut off all my hair because I'm sick of having long hair.
From record to record, John's had a different hairstyle.
I changed my hair.
He reinvents himself, much like Madonna.
Yes, I am. I, like Madonna, reinvent myself every album.
Your music has given me a lot of strength. Who gives you guys strength?
I mean, I get a lot of strength from my sisters. You know, they're like really cool people. And like, I left home when I was 15, you know, and you know, if I hadn't had them around, you know, to help me out, you know, God only knows what kind of hellish nightmare my life would be.
On the Goo Goo Dolls message board, there's been a lot of controversy on the identity of May, the girl mentioned in your new single, Fly. I heard it was your oldest dog. I heard that on the message board. It says it was. I killed that dog.
Yeah. I beat it to death.
No, I did not.
Now everybody on the internet, he killed his dog.
I don't know who May is. I made it up. That's what came out of my mouth when I was coming up with lyrics.
I just want to tell you guys have inspired me in a lot of ways. I had a friend that died in an accident. Name really helped me get through that. We listened to it on the way to the funeral. Everything kind of summed up everything we were feeling. We were like living fast, and we realized there was this adult situation, this is death. And so you grew up way too fast. Also, Iris really helped me. I was in a relationship that I couldn't communicate to a guy because he was totally unresponsive. He really didn't want to commit. It just hit the moment. He reacted to it because I was like, this is how I feel, and he understood that. He actually was able to relate more to a song than my actual emotion.
Wow.
Well, so that also just
Yeah, a lot of people do that. You know, they'll relate to a movie. Like, they'll watch a movie to get something. And I don't want to
Why was the song called Iris?
Same reason that there's someone named May in a song. It's just something I made up. I wanted to have one of those pretentious song names like Billy Corgan gets to have, you know? I said, and I was like, yeah, I was like, screw him, man. He's not the only one that could pretend to be a genius. I'm a... And then I said, okay.
Where did you write it?
I think in my living room at about 4 in the morning.
Really?
That's generally where I would write songs, is in my living room.
You guys are together all the time. How do you keep from, like, killing each other?
We just ignore each other sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta know when to
hold up,
when to be away. And
it's kind of like, you know, as much as I hate them, I really love them, you know? And as much as they hate me, they love me.
It's been 12 years we've been traveling around together now, you know, so...
It's really weird. I felt so weird the other day because, like, me and Robbie, you know, we'll argue and I'll yell at him and stuff. And then I was driving in the car the other day, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I was just thinking about how grateful I was to have you in my life.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, get off me!
You red bastard.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.